Well, this was quite a news item on Friday afternoon. This came down from the desk of Jerry Nolte, Clay County Presiding Commissioner, Bryant DeLong, Mayor of North Kansas City, and our next guest, Scott Wagner, a Clay County Western Commissioner, sending this letter, an open letter, to the Kansas City area community. Basically, not only re-expressing their interest in the Royals moving to North Kansas City, but saying, yes, they have upcoming meetings with the team as well, and that they think that they can create an environment and an atmosphere that is better than what would be theoretically downtown for Kansas City, Missouri, if the Royals ultimately were to leave Kauffman Stadium, which seems like a foregone conclusion. The question is just where. So let's welcome on Commissioner Scott Wagner. You know him well, of course, from his time on the Kansas City, Missouri City Council. He joins us on KCMO. Commissioner, thank you for being here. What was the purpose of putting out this letter to the region on Friday afternoon?
Well, first of all, Pete, thanks for having me on. It's been a while, so appreciate you bringing me back. You know, as to the purpose, I think it is just a reiteration that people shouldn't forget about the opportunities north of the river. And, you know, it's interesting because, as you remember, you know, this was on a map that was thrown out there back in December of last year as a potential location. And although I think folks have their opinions as to, you know, what will ultimately happen, I think we want to reiterate as a decision is coming at some point and probably sooner rather than later, that we want to let everyone know, number one, that we do have a great location in Clay County in North Kansas City. And number two, that we want folks in Clay County and North Kansas City to know that we're out there pushing for that location. And so, you know, I think it's merely a reminder because I think so many people forget the opportunities that are available up here.
So how much, when it comes to the Royals side of this, you allude to meeting with them to talk more about North Kansas City coming up. What is it about their interest that has led you to believe that North Kansas City is actually in the mix here and not potentially just being used as leverage for Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri proper?
Sure. Well, you know, I think there are two things that are very apparent if you look at this site. And I understand that you've seen this site, if my memory serves.
Yes.
One of them is... really, you know, when you talk about the proximity to downtown, there's not a whole lot of difference between, you know, where they're looking at and simply crossing the river. You know, the proximity of that makes it even better for those who are especially north of the river, or even in some cases in the, you know, on the other side of the state line. To make their way to the stadium, to this location. But probably more importantly is if we believe what we have been told, and I have no reason to doubt it because this is what's going on across the country, you know, it's not just about where do you put a stadium, it is where do you put the associated development. And that means you've got to have within your hands the ability to acquire the property necessary to make not only that stadium, but the development happened. And I think what we have in North Kansas City is that opportunity. Yeah, that property is there. It is available. The group, and you know, let me be clear, you know, the county doesn't own this property. North Kansas City doesn't own this property, but there is a private entity that does. And so, you know, as you look at what do you have to do to get all of that property together in North Kansas City, versus other locations, I think we have an advantage there. But at the end of the day, this is the Royals' decision, right? They have to do what is in their best interest. And we understand that. And if at the end of the day, a location in Jackson County makes sense to them, great. But we believe that we have an option that is just as good, if not better, for their consideration. They're going to do their due diligence. I think they are doing their due diligence. But we want to say that at the end of the day, we're just as good,
mm-hmm.
and let the chips fall where they may.
Scott Wagner, Clay County Western Commissioner, former Kansas City, Missouri Councilman, is joining us here on KCMO. This letter put out on Friday afternoon from folks north of the river saying, hey, the Royals are going to be meeting again with us. Look at this North Kansas City site for their next potential ballpark. So we know that the ownership group with the Royals cannot fund all this themselves, a $2 billion project, $1 billion for a ballpark, $1 billion for an entertainment complex. What conversations have there been on a potential cost to the Clay County taxpayer on all this, as you guys see it, if this thing were to come to fruition?
Well, quite honestly, we've not had those conversations. And I think that's what makes some of the reactions that we've heard so far very interesting. At the end of the day, we know that that when you have the history in Jackson County that they've had, the conversations in Jackson County that we know they've had, you know, simply going out there and saying we are worth looking at too, and eliciting the response that it has is somewhat interesting, because we know there's due diligence being done on the team's part, and rightfully so, to see, you know, what sort of utility, traffic, road issues would have to be dealt with. And when those issues are figured out on their part, that's when we expect to talk to them to understand what does that mean as far as a cost of a stadium to the taxpayers of Clay County. And then we expect another conversation to occur in North Kansas City to talk about what it will take to do the associated development. Mm-hmm. I think most people think that, you know, it's just a kind of a one and done thing, but these things are pretty complex. And there's a part for the county to play, and there's a part for North Kansas City to play. But until they true up their costs, then it's kind of hard to say what is the cost going to be to everyone involved. There is a certain advantage that Jackson County and downtown Kansas City, Missouri have had, because, you know, they're the group that's been around the longest. They're the ones that have had the discussion the longest. They're the ones that have been able to identify some of those costs. But our point is, you know, we know we're being looked at, but before a decision is made, come talk to us and let's see how it might work here. Mm-hmm. And then compare those apples to apples and then make a decision.
So I assume when you say some of the reaction, Mayor Lucas was your former colleague, of course, on the city council, didn't seem all too thrilled. He put out a statement on Friday saying, Kansas City and Jackson County have been strong partners for the Royals since the team's inception. Taxpayers from both jurisdictions have invested mightily in the success of the franchise. He says Kansas City will not now engage in an intrastate regional race to the bottom that ultimately does little more than fleece our taxpayers. We encourage the Royals to timely resolve the many questions surrounding their future home so that all involved can speak openly and transparently on any future public involvement. So what would you say, Scott Wagner, to your former colleague there?
I take that to mean he's concerned that the Royals may come to North Kansas City. I mean, I do find it interesting that he would use the term fleecing the taxpayers, because that would presume to me that he believes that may be happening now or could happen to the folks in Jackson County. I tend to wonder why there is an issue with a little bit of competition, and I have to wonder why essentially he's telling Clay County and North Kansas City to, if you'll pardon the term, hold my beer, I've got this. I think the fact that the team has been in Jackson County and its history in Jackson County means that no one else has an opportunity to talk to the team about it. I mean, quite honestly, Pete, you know, I would have thought that something like this would have been a reaction back in December when the team put out a number of locations, including the one in North Kansas City. And it seems to me either when that was done, that there was an opportunity for other sites to be considered, mm-hmm. which we are asking for. And I don't think it was meant to just be, kind of a smokescreen that, yes, we're considering things, but we really are going here. I take the Royals at their word that they will do their due diligence. I take the Royals at their word that they will do what is in the best interest of their franchise and their business. And I kind of feel like my former colleague should let them do that. And if it is in the best interest of the team to look at Clay County, and we believe that what we might offer in Clay County is in the best interest of our folks in Clay County, I think that's okay. And finally, I guess I would just say, you know, I guess only some parts of Kansas City matter in this, in that the site that is being looked at in Clay County, in North Kansas City, if you go a mile south, you're basically in downtown Kansas City. And if you go a mile north, you're in Kansas City, Missouri, in Clay County. And I would hope that whatever project location is chosen, whether the Royals choose downtown Kansas City at the East Village site, since that seems to be a site under very serious consideration, or if it is in a site in North Kansas City, that what we want is not only what is best for the team, but also what is best for Kansas City and its surrounds. And I feel like this covers those bases.
I got a minute here, Scott, but real quick, I see in this letter here, it says, our objective is to create a place where fans, visitors to the Northland can enjoy best-in-class sports experiences and a live-work-play in a thriving and safe urban ballpark neighborhood. You have not been on the city council in 4 years now, but we know that Kansas City, many would say, have not created safe neighborhoods. In fact, they've gotten worse, significantly worse, in too many cases the last 4 years. Is that also a clear sign where you're trying to say the issues that Kansas City is facing are not problems here in North Kansas City?
Well, what I would say is, you know, we're all in the same region, but anyone who makes a decision on where to put a $2 billion development has to take into account the fan experience. And wherever that lands has to be a place where people want to come to. Mm-hmm. And I think, in the end, the Royals have to decide where is the best place to provide that experience. We believe, I think, and frankly, I think the folks in North Kansas City believe that what part of what is bringing people there to invest already, to visit there already, has to do with the environment that they come to. And it is a good one. It attracts people and visitors. We think, why not look at a $2 billion stadium and development to accomplish the same thing? So we'll let those who are making the decisions decide how important those issues are, and if we are that kind of environment, and again, let the chips fall where they may. Again, if it ends up in downtown Kansas City or North Kansas City, it's good for the region, it's good for us. We just think we have a great opportunity that should be considered.
There you go. Scott Wagner, Western Commissioner, Clay County. Thank you so much for being here, Scott. Appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.